Hi, my name is John Kim, and I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth. I share my feelings and revelations. I believe in casual or clinical, and with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. One of the things I love about podcasting is that you can do it from anywhere, and I think I purposely don't have guests so I can do it from anywhere. I'm currently outside the gym about 15 minutes early before class starts, and I want to talk about this thing that's been in my head, this idea of streamlining what self-awareness really is. And what I love is, or what I focus on is, if I have something that I want to say, it's important to me that it feels organic. And I think when we let time pass and we, you know, set up the equipment and all the stuff that we need to do to make a piece of content polished, we lose that potency. So I'm telling you this because if I don't sound that crisp, I am recording this on my phone in my car outside a blinking red meter. And of course, the red meter just adds to my sense of adventure. Or is that my sense of immaturity? I don't know. Irresponsibility. All right. What I was thinking about this morning was this idea of being responsible of not only your attitude, what you say, what you do, but also your energy. And one of the game changers for me, one of the things I realized made you go from child to adult, was this ability. Because most of my life, if you follow me or listen to me, I've been a walking react, or read me, yeah, I've been a walking reaction, right? 20s, 30s, taking people hostage. You know, I think one of the things I didn't realize was when you're in a relationship, especially if you're living with someone, you're taking someone hostage because they don't have anywhere to go. I mean, they could technically leave the room, of course, but the negativity is still there. That energy is still there, right? They can't leave that. That's their space, you know? And so you got to be responsible with how you soil that space, or do everything you can to create soil. Do you know what I'm saying? So it can either be a toxic environment, and of course every relationship is two people, so 50% you, 50% the other person. I mean, assuming you're in a monogamous relationship, but that space is shared. And I used to just walk into that space, be negative, pessimistic, you know, worry, dread, and what am I going to do with my life, and how are we going to pay bills? And it's not just the verbal, because I could shut myself up, but it's the energy, right? And that's what I didn't understand, is that even if you don't bring people down with language or with action, and you think you're being responsible because, you know, you're not talking or acting in a way that's the disruptive or damaging, but your energy, your and this is something, you know, I thought energy was basically battery life back in the day. That's I never believed in energy. I thought it was you know, like wellness bullshit and hokey. But now I feel it. You know, I feel it in rooms with clients. I feel it when people enter a room and change the temperature of that room, right? And so I've been making an effort to be responsible for that. And I think when I think about self-awareness, that's kind of my first go-to, is the person taking ownership, responsibility of his or her actions, words, of course, but also attitude and energy. And listen, it's not easy. If you're in a bad place in your life, if you're going through shit, it's really hard to be like, okay, take a breath. I'm entering a space. How can I, you know, not be false how can I be honest with myself and share my life with someone and where I'm at, but also be responsible. Hey, I have a solution for you if you are like me and you're trying to eat healthier, which, by the way, for me has been a long, struggling journey. I want to tell you about Kenko's smoothies. We all know that store-bought smoothies are sugar-packed and calorie bombs, right? And the fresh-pressed juices have way less fiber. Kenko's breakfast smoothies are only made from organic whole fruits and vegetables, flash frozen and slow dried to lock in all the fiber and nutrients. Nothing added and no fiber taken out, and that's what's really important. Go to kenko.com, take their quick nutrition quiz, and fill your flexible monthly order with your choice of 15 functional flavors that match your goals and taste. Here's what I'm doing for you today. Start creating healthy habits right now. Go to kenko.com/angry. Pick out your flexible monthly plan, and the first 100 listeners will get 25% off your first order. That's kenko.com/angry and get 25% off, but only if you are one of the first 100. K-E-N-C-K-O. That's kenko.com. You love the show. We love you. So get this special deal. 25% off for the first 100 listeners at kenko.com/angry. As a therapist, I can tell you that we care a lot more about our physical health than our mental health. By the time that people see me, they've waited way too long. That's why I want to tell you about PlushCare. They make it easy to connect with a doctor wherever you are, whenever you're ready. PlushCare's primary care physicians are here for you 7 days a week to help you start feeling better as soon as possible. And here's the thing, in addition to handling ongoing and urgent care, they also treat a wide range of common mental health issues like anxiety, depression, stress, or even trouble sleeping. So if you're feeling down, worried, or not like yourself, you can book a same-day appointment and see a PlushCare doctor right from the comfort of your home using your phone or computer. PlushCare makes it easier than ever to take care of yourself inside and out. Start your membership today. Go to plushcare.com/angrytherapist to start your free 30-day trial. That's PlushCare, PlushCare.com/angrytherapist for a free 30-day trial. PlushCare.com/angrytherapist. Take care of yourself. And when you notice someone do that, you know, when you know that someone's in a bad place and yet they have the ability to be positive or not make it about them or be kind or, you know, whatever it is, or produce, you know, the best energy that they can that's healthy, man, that shit's sexy. That shit is like next level attractive. And here's the other piece I want to talk about. It's also contagious. There's a theory called social contagion, and it's all about how as humans, we are contagious, meaning someone's energy, and you felt this in life, right? Like you could be in a good mood and you walk into a room and based on the other people in that room, they could either take you hostage, pull you down, suck you under, or they could bring you up. You know, have you sat with a group of friends in your life where you're trying to be the positive person and everyone else is just like talking shit about people and what's wrong with the world and all of that. And you kind of leave feeling gross and like, you know, you leave feeling worse than you entered, right? Or you go enter a group of friends and they're high-fiving you and they're asking about your day and they're championing your story and they're encouraging. You may enter with bad news. You may enter because you have, you know, going through a breakup or you lost a job or whatever. And you leave like completely feeling different because these people care about you and these people did not make it about them. They lifted you up. And I think that's the power of human connection. That's the power of the human exchange, that we holding hands can lift each other up. And this is why we're not meant to do life alone, because when you do life alone, you are missing out on this. Anyway, if anything, I just want to remind you as you go throughout the day today, because you're going to engage with people, right? And you're going to, whether it's one person or a group, And they could be strangers, right? You could walk into your gym or your yoga studio and you're going to engage. And even if you don't have a conversation with someone, the way that you show up, the way that you carry yourself, your energy is still existing and contributing to that space. So be aware of it and know that this is part of being self-aware. This is part of your growth and evolution, is your ability to walk into rooms and change the temperature of that room in a good way, right? Contribute to the encouragement and positivity. Don't be the thorn. Instead, be the bridge. Be the person that lifts people up. And if you have this ability, know that, A, the world needs it. So congratulations and thank you for working on yourself to have this ability. But B, that it is contagious. You know, that it does ripple. Other people feel it. They may not announce it, but you know they feel it. It's going to affect them in some way. And hopefully that will encourage you to continue to go throughout your day in all the different spaces, work, friendships, with your family, intimate relationships. It's going to impact people. And we don't know how much it's going to impact. Even in social media rooms, right? They're digital, they're virtual. Right now, me talking and you listening to me, this is a space. Like, imagine if this podcast was all about how much the world sucked and just gloom and doom and negativity and what's the point of life. Like, imagine if you listened to me say that and produce that kind of energy in, you know, for 10 minutes, how you would leave, right? You would not come back, right? So all spaces, social media, audio spaces, in person, emails, right? Like just across the board, all spaces, if you could be responsible and show up in a way that is authentic, but also, I mean, I don't like the word positive because it could sound plastic, but I don't know how else to describe it in one blanket word. But yeah, just to be positive, knowing that it's going to, and not a fake positivity, right? But knowing that it's going to ripple and affect other people. And maybe at the end of the day, you can feel good about yourself because if anything, you know, if nothing else, you did that. And that matters. Thank you for listening. Be well. Listen, if you are great at helping other people and you have a passion for that and you want to find personal freedom and level up the skills you already have, it's time to become a life coach. Journey Coaching. When I became a coach, there was nothing like this out there. And so I developed this coaching training program alongside Noel Cordeau, Journey Coaching. That's JRNI. And it is amazing. It's 100% live. It's everything that I wish I had when I was starting out. Meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, lifetime support and business development, ICF certified. Just go to theangrytherapist.com, my website, and click on Become a Coach. And explore the Journey Coaching Intensive. See you in class.